With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. The death toll expected to rise above 1,000 people as a massive earthquake rocked Southeast Asia yesterday. Correspondent Jennifer King has more on the story.
A powerful 7.7 magnitude earthquake centered in Myanmar rocked Southeast Asia midday Friday, causing extensive damage.
Public infrastructure has been damaged. This includes roads, bridges, and public buildings. We currently have concern for a large-scale dam.
Marie Manrique is a Red Cross program coordinator.
The major bridge that connects Mandalay to Sagaing has also collapsed.
The head of the military government, Senior General Ming Ang Hlaing, warned that many people are missing and the initial death toll is likely to rise. I'm Jennifer King.
Aftershocks followed the earthquake, one of them measuring a strong 6.4 magnitude. Also at SRNnews.com, President Trump asking the Supreme Court for permission to resume deporting Venezuelan migrants under a wartime law. More from White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
The administration filed an emergency appeal to the high court after getting rejected by a federal appeals court. That panel of judges left in place an order temporarily prohibiting deportations of the migrants under the rarely used Alien Enemies Act. The 18th century wartime law allows non-citizens to be deported without the opportunity for a hearing. The Supreme Court gave the ACLU until Tuesday to respond to the government's request. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Another wipeout slammed Wall Street yesterday as worries built about a potentially toxic mix of worsening inflation and an economy slowing because of households afraid to spend during the global trade war. The S&P 500 dropped 2% yesterday, and the Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 715 points. The Nasdaq tumbled 2.7%. This is SRN News. A pro-life display has come under attack at a North Carolina university.
Officials at the University of North Carolina Asheville are investigating the angry outburst of a student at a campus display hosted by Students for Life of America. The group posted a video online that shows a male student confronting pro-life students with profanity before disrupting their table display and throwing all their resources on the ground. In the video, the student is heard accusing the pro-life member of, quote, spreading propaganda, unquote, to advance fascism. George Williams, SRN News.
A Georgia bill that would ban almost all abortions caused an uproar in Atlanta this week. A crowd of protesters from both sides of the abortion debate flooded a hallway in the Georgia Capitol with chants and signs. Lawmakers were holding a hearing on a proposed bill that would make almost all abortions a crime from the point of fertilization. Despite the hearing, the legislation won't go anywhere this year. This is SRN News. Have you ever considered that you might be eating your food too fast?
Experts tend to focus on the kinds of foods you can eat to improve your health, but the speed at which you devour your dinner matters just as much. Scientists say you're eating too fast if you typically finish a regular-sized meal in less than 20 minutes. That means you could have a higher risk of obesity, swallow more air that leads to bloating, or have unchewed pieces of food lodged in your esophagus. Experts recommend slowing down by putting down your phone, turning off the TV, and focusing on the meal itself. John Scott reporting.
Utah has become the first state to ban fluoride in public drinking water, despite widespread opposition from dentists and national health organizations. Republican Governor Spencer Cox signed legislation late Thursday that bars cities from communities from deciding whether to add the mineral to their water systems. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention notes that fluoride strengthens teeth and reduces cavities. You'll find more stories at srnnews.com.